Vernon Hershberger came under fire from the state for not having the proper licenses to operate a retail food establishment and a dairy farm. He argued he did not need the licenses, since the food and raw milk only went to members of a private buying club. A jury recently found him not guilty of 3 license violations. They did find him guilty of violating a holding order. On Friday, the State Department of Justice filed a motion saying Hershberger violated the terms of his bail since he continued to sell his products after being ordered not to. His bail conditions stated that violations could result in criminal charges. Amy Solberg is a West Bend attorney who represents Hershberger. She says it's no secret that he continued to work with the Buyers Club members.
I don't know why they're doing it now. I've been trying to puzzle over that, particularly given that the reasons given for the revocation, for the motion for revocation, are that he was continuing to operate without a license. But the jury said he didn't need a license.
A Sauk County judge says he'll hear the state's motion at the same time as Hershberger's sentencing hearing on June 13th. For violating the holding order, Hershberger could face up to 1 year in jail and up to $10,000 in fines. It's unclear what the bail revocation charges involve. A DOJ spokeswoman declined to comment on the motion since the case is pending. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.